Kyle, what a great show that was, and I forgot to tell the audience I broke my foot. I am in so much pain.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
How did you break it? Did you stub it on a wall? Did you kick something in rage?
You know, I wish like I was saving a life.
Did Luke do this to you?
No, he wishes, though. He wishes, that dumb idiot. Maybe he placed the wall there. He placed the wall in front of
him. I heard he pushed the wall.
Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, no, I stubbed my toe really, really bad.
Oh, man.
It wasn't heroic.
Did you know instantly?
I know the nail's going to come off, and that grosses me out, and it freaks me out.
Yeah, my big toe nail came off when I was younger.
Did it grow back normal?
No.
That's terrifying.
There's a very good reason why, if you stay with me at a hotel or whatever, I keep my feet hidden at all times.
Oh my god, it's
embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, there's nothing I can do. It's just the way it grew back, but it's not.
Oh, it's like it grew back weird?
Yeah.
Like it's like on a slant?
A little bit.
Now I'm gonna be like a weird perv when I see Kelsey and Mike's wedding. Let me see your feet.
Stop the wedding, Kyle. Take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off. Everybody needs to see this. Yeah, DJ, stop the music. Stop the goddamn music.
This is more important than love.
Mike saying his vows. I just walk up. No, guys, something more important. Kyle, come over here.
Hey, videographer, bring the camera.
Yep, zoom in. Zoom in. Camera 2, zoom in on this. All right, let's see this fucked up toe.
Yeah, so it was middle school. I opened up the cabinet door, and we had one of those, what are they called? Pyrex?
Sure.
Like, cooking dishes?
Yeah.
It was slipping off the shelf, and it landed right on my big toe. And it hurt like hell. It didn't, like, pop off or anything. But it did. There was a blister on that, or like a blood, whatever, underneath the nail that forced it to pop off a few days later. While I was swimming in a pool, actually,
it just fell off.
It just fell off. It didn't hurt when it fell off, but
oh god,
sorry, listeners.
Oh boy, that's terrifying. It makes me sick, and I'm gonna stare at this. I'm gonna be in horror because I felt it putting on my pants, like the fabric, and I felt the nail a little bit. And I was like, don't like that. Not one bit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So that's going to gross me out. I hope it grows back to normal.
Yeah, I do too.
I hope it's – but also that toe's weird because – okay, so here's how I did it. Here's how I did it.
And then don't forget, we got to get to Cloudside's question.
Right. That's very important. So it's Mother's Day. I'm a great son. I went to Kilwin's, which is like a chocolate chain.
Ooh.
Over in Richwood, New Jersey. So if you ever want to assassinate me, always go on the main street of Ridgewood. You look for a white Corolla, and then you just... I don't want to know it's happening, right? Just pop me twice in the back of the head. You know, make it quick. And just run off. I don't know.
Run away like my favorite thing on TikTok right now, the Jack Sparrow run.
Oh, God, yeah. That trial, man. Nonetheless, don't assassinate me, please. I got a life to live. But, yeah, so I was buying chocolate for my mother. Nice. And it was like one of those, like, it's a chocolate case, and then there's little chocolates in it. It was like 60-something bucks. Uh-huh. It's for my mother, and I wanted to treat it. So, I hand it to her, you know, on Sunday, and I'm like, I did something real good. I feel great. This is nice. Great. Fantastic. Eating Cheerios, done with my bowl, have my phone in my hand. Of course, I'm checking Twitter. Knocked into the wall. And I've been paying dearly for it ever since.
You must have been, like, walking at a swift pace.
I mean, I guess.
Like, you were so into, you were, like, so in the zone that you didn't have, like, that spider sense tingling of, like, you're going to walk into something.
Yeah, it was, you're going to walk into.
It was too late. The damage is already done.
Yeah, and yeah. I was in so much... I mean, I still am in pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, because I went and I broke the toe. Broke three of the toes. Because it's like, it's in the foot, you know, where, you know, like, where you bend one finger, you bend three of them, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I slammed it real bad. And this is just the cross I bear. I do this every 5 to 7 years. I fuck up my ankle or my foot.
Oh yeah, ankles are a big one with me.
Yeah, I always roll it. Always.
No, all.
And y'all know, the stories. They're embarrassing.
I'm pretty sure I told you my most prolific sprained ankle story. Didn't I?
I think so.
It was at a homecoming football game. Mom wanted an umbrella. I went to the car to get the umbrella. It started raining. Yep. Didn't see the hole in the ground. My foot slipped. And then I spent the entire game being like, Mom, I have to go to a hospital. She's like, no, you're fine. It's like, no, we have to go. And look down, and my ankle is swelling over my shoe. And we stayed the whole game. And then I had to drive my friend's younger sister home because she didn't have a ride. And then I went to the hospital.
Jesus
Christ. And I was on crutches for like 2.5, 3 weeks.
Yeah. This one, when I get the boot, I'll be wearing it for 2 weeks. It sucks.
Sweet.
Really, really, really sucks. Yeah. It's like the icing on top of, like, I've had a bad, like, week and a half. It's just, like, just getting worse. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that feeling. So, yeah, it's it sucks, and I'm in a lot of pain. But what can you do? I've been trying to elevate it. I elevate it every night. I've been putting it in Epsom salt.
Ooh,
soaking it, yeah. Soaking it, feeling relaxed.
Nice.
And what else? I put ice on it the first 2 days, but I heard like after that you shouldn't do it, right? It should just be hot. Or what do you think?
Something along those lines. I know ice is only good for like 20 minutes at a time.
Right.
But I forget. I feel like hot. Which is I do more it for
40.
For...
Like I do it to 40 or for an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think heat is more for muscle things.
I definitely like so. Like, here's the one thing maybe I should talk to.
Right, because like a sprained ankle is more of like a joint bone thing, ligament thing. So I always say ice your ankle. They never say heat your ankle.
True. I'll keep on icing. I gotta ask the doc. This is questions for days ago, but now I do have to call him because like it's been happening constantly now. My big toe keeps twitching. And, like, the muscles around it keep twitching. So I think maybe I fucked up some nerves in my foot by just stubbing up.
You probably pinched a nerve somewhere in your foot.
That's what I'm thinking. Now, how do I fucking unpinch it?
It's just, like, an inflammatory thing.
Yeah.
Like Advil or whatever to reduce inflammation, if you like.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
You should have been a doctor.
Yeah. You know what? Let me go back to school.
Let's go. Let me study medicine of all things. I found out one of my here's something interesting. One of my like childhood friends, they were supposed to like inherit some type of like I think like fabric company or some shit.
Oh, okay.
And instead, literally midway through life, they're like, I'm gonna be a doctor. Whew. But wait for it, in Ireland.
Whoa.
So they're studying medicine in Ireland.
Wow, that's cool.
And I'm like, holy shit. Like, that really, it really just goes to show, like, you know, a lot of people are like, it's too late for me. It's like, never too late.
My buddy's, I go through that every day.
Same here. It's like, my buddy's out there being a learned doctor.
Yeah. I mean, like, real talk, that's why I hate my birthday every year.
Yeah.
Because every year I get so sad and so depressed and I beat myself up over everything I haven't accomplished yet in my life and everything I haven't done over the past year and the things I haven't done yet that everyone else has done.
Yeah.
Like it just, I always beat myself over it. I always hate it. That's why I hate the day, but I'm trying to make them better.
Yeah. I just use it as a celebration of why I'm so awesome.
I wish I had that confidence.
No, I don't. Cause here's the thing. It dawns on me like 6 months after the fact. It's like, oh shit, Joe, you're 30. What the hell did you do? Hey, I started a successful podcast. What else did you do? I don't know. It's stuff. I say things on Twitter. Sometimes people laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is Aaron Greenberg following you? Yeah, well, that's cool, right? But I host a PlayStation show. It doesn't make sense. It's true.
Yeah. Hey, we have Shuhei following the show.
That's true. And Shuhei, well, technically, he's following us. Yeah, it's like, we made the handle. Which is nuts. I'm really proud of, like, our Twitter. Because, like, it's still stable, even after all the giveaways where people are leaving. Like, there's a
you were always, no matter a giveaway or big show, like, with a big guest, you're like, the numbers will fall.
Yeah.
Let's not be proud of ourselves because we got over 1,000 or whatever it is. They'll go back down. And they haven't.
I mean, yeah, they stabilize. They get... It fluctuates. I mean, even like with podcasts, you get like a guest, sometimes it does really big and then there's a fall off. But like here, it's like pretty damn stable, you know?
Which is awesome.
The one thing that I really love about our Twitter presence is like when, first off, we don't need to talk every day. Sometimes there's nothing to say. So just leave it be. Right? Yeah. And when we talk, people I feel like genuinely listen. And I dig that a lot. I really do. Because like there is like a Twitter mentality of like tweet every 15 minutes because Twitter does usually reward.
I feel that.
And it's cool that we're like, yeah, we'll
tweet so you don't forget about us kind of thing.
Yeah. So like I'll tweet once in the morning, once in, maybe in the afternoon, maybe. But then I'm like done.
Yeah.
And then like trolling like Luke Lore or someone on Twitter, you know?
Or again, going back to last week's part two. Any chance you feel like bringing up that golf club, I feel like you do.
I do. I need to. It's funny. People take that so serious. I get it. You mistook who the main character was. I understand.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah. You didn't understand that, you know, stories usually deal with, you know, cause and effect. You know what I mean?
It has good to be stories.
Good stories.
Deal with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just how it is.
But Joe.
Yeah.
Cloudside wrote,
"Oh yeah,
if we were given $10,000, we had to spend it before the end of the day or lose it, what would you spend it on?"
All right.
And I'm gonna say it has to be fun things.
I was about to say the same thing.
We can't say say credit card debt or student loan debt or any of that boring.
But real talk, $10,000 would take me out of my Sally Mae debt.
I mean, $10,000 would get rid of my biggest credit card debt.
Yeah. So, okay. What would that be? Let me see. What would I do?
I mean, it sucks. Let me be a Debbie Downer for a second. My favorite store to shop at is Best Buy. Because I love buying movies still physically. I have a whole stack right here.
Yeah.
My Best Buy video section is now only a kiosk in the middle of aisles.
Oh, God.
And it used to be like three long.
Now they're selling like dishwashers and shit, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm so sad every time I walk in there because they only have a limited supply of the new releases and every Marvel movie, every Star Wars movie, and none of like the smaller titles.
Sure.
Which is a bummer because I would always find gems of movies that I've heard about.
Yeah.
For like less than $15 that I would just pick up and be like, all right, I'll watch. Like the Nicolas Cage movies, like the movie Pig and Mandy, I picked up for less than $10 just because they were there and they looked cool. I heard good things about them. But this whole digital future is just killing my vibe, man.
I get it. Yeah, I drive by, I'm like, man, Amazon's really killing everything. I kind of hate this. Like, I do miss going out to places and like, you know, going to a store, like, there is a part of me that does miss a GameStop experience.
Yeah, I miss my GameStop all the time.
Yeah.
There's something special about holding a physical movie or game or something in your hand and bringing it to the counter and paying for it.
Yeah.
And just having that thing. So, like, for me, the $10,000, I would still probably go to Best Buy. Mm-hmm. I would probably rebuy a MetaQuest because I do miss it.
I have one right behind me.
I know. I miss mine. Yeah. So I would probably do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Probably buy a sound system down here.
Yeah.
New couch because I desperately need a new couch.
Mm.
The wood in the reclining part.
Yeah.
where your calves usually rest is exposed, and it scratches me as I sit in my chair. That's how run down and beat up this couch is. So I need a new couch. So I would do that. I would go buy one of those power reclining beds that you have that I'm so jealous of.
Sorry, Bobopedic, baby.
Yeah. I would, just because I want a second one, I'd spend the money on a second PS5.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pay the scalper price at, if I have $10,000.
Yeah.
Just so I can have one in my room so I can actually watch TV in my room with headphones. Because I share the wall with my nieces, and I can't have the TV too loud because it will disrupt their sleep. So I can't watch... the headphones won't work on the TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need a new TV. Okay.
I need like a either a new TV or a PlayStation or gaming device for me to put up there.
Yeah.
And like go to Target and just buy snacks. Buy lots of snacks. You know what I mean?
Kyle, I got it. Because like the realistic side of me, and you know what? I'd still do this. I'd actually still would do this. I think I even have the money to do this. I need to.
You have 10 G's just
no. I wish. So here's what I would do. First, I'd get us all the things we need, right? Like the Go XLR for you.
New PC on my end.
Yeah, the new PC. Well, it looks like we may only need a graphics card. We got to find which one yours is. Because apparently, your machine may be actually a little bit better than mine.
Ooh.
We'll see. Because that's the one thing. I think with the mic that we're getting you, coupled with possibly the RTX system, right?
Yeah.
That will mute out
Jiminy.
The Jiminy motherfucker. Yeah. So you could
coming.
He's coming.
Oh, he's coming.
We need to prepare for him.
Yeah.
And so real talk, like your gift is is hopefully, knock on wood, because sometimes it's touch and go with this mic in particular on its stock, but Go XLR, the one I have,
the mic arm,
the mic, I think, yeah, you do need a new arm. So you'll probably get one better than mine. and then the cloud wave mixer thing. And then what you get to do, you get to have a nice little afternoon to yourself of
figuring it out.
Of figuring it out and going, oh, does this make my voice sound good?
Sweet.
Does it make it sound warm and inviting?
Warm, inviting.
So I would get all stuff. come here.
Welcome to my embrace.
But here's my question. Set the parameters. Does it start at midnight?
Oh. Midnight to midnight?
Midnight to midnight.
Yeah. I mean, that makes the most sense.
All right. I am buying a ticket. A one- or two-way ticket.
A one-way ticket? One-way
ticket. Hell no.
Can you imagine if you did that? You bought a one-way ticket to Japan.
One-way.
And then you're stuck there because your money ran out at the end of the day.
Let me just wait. Flights.
Oh, are you going to Tsushima?
No.
Oh, are you going to Vegas and then putting it all in black or red?
No. Let's see. I don't need to go. Oh, wow. Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm going to do that. So at midnight, I am going to straight up head to Newark Airport. On the drive over to Newark, I am going to order a flight to Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay. All right?
And I will then immediately... Because I'm going to fall asleep on the plane. I'm going to be so tired. I'm going to wake up anew. Still have that 10 Gs. It's still 6 a.m. I am going.
Well, minus the flight.
Well, now minus the flight. But the flight's only like 160 bucks. Three-hour flight. Delta, what happens? I snore too loud. They punch me in the fucking mouth. Probably. But whatever. You know what? No, that's why we'll go JetBlue. I won't get punched.
Oh, JetBlue is the way to go.
Yeah. Go fly JetBlue. Maybe get kicked out because I'm too fat, but I'm going to buy two seats because I have $10,000. It can happen. Wake up, I'm in Florida. So technically hell, just depending on, you know, how.
What parts?
You know,
who you talk to. Yeah.
If I'm around DeSantis's kids. You're too tan. Get out. Oh, God. I'm sorry. people that live in Florida. You guys suck.
I feel like his family is the alien and the alien species in Peacemaker.
Yeah,
they just eat the honey stuff at night.
Yeah. And like the honey is just like built, or like it's like the ooze in Ghostbusters, where it, instead of living off the bad energy of New York, it just lives off of like embedded racism.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it's great. Anyway, it's fun. Laugh. People listen and laugh. It's funny. This is a funny joke. It's all lighthearted. All right, I'll make a joke about AOC in a second. Don't worry, it's all fair. And so I'll go to Disneyland, and I'm gonna buy like the fast
Disney World. If you're going to Orlando World,
yeah. So like, go to Disney World, and I'm just gonna go to Galaxy's Edge. Mm. I'm there. I'm again the express pass. I got fuck you money, so I just could pay off anyone to get what I want. And I literally only want to do Galaxy's Edge. So like fast pass, get me the lightsaber stuff. I'm gonna build it. I'm gonna buy Ahsoka sabers, though you could probably get them better somewhere else. It doesn't matter because you
get buy every Kyber crystal, so you get the rare black one.
Every Kyber crystal. I'm buying the blue drink. I'm buying just blue milk. I'm just buying it all. Making my own BB unit. Because I don't care. I'll take the heat. BB-8's cooler than R2-D2.
I mean, I can see it.
Just fight me. Going on Galaxy's Edge. Just taking a nice day. Just to unwind. And because I've paid for it in advance, because I've cheated the system, I am going to stay in that hotel for like a day.
Oh, hell yeah.
So yeah, I just get to wake up and then just get my ass out of
there. Or, hear me out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That like I just described heaven for me.
Yeah, I feel like this works. Possibly. You fly down to Orlando for Disney World. You do Galaxy's Edge in Disney World.
Yeah.
Then you hop on a plane.
Okay.
Fly to Disneyland. Gain those 3 hours.
Oh my god, we are
and then go again. And then go to Disneyland.
Right.
Do Galaxy's Edge and then the Marvel headquarters, Avengers. And I believe if we're gaining the system, gaining you gain those 3 hours. You're basically time traveling.
Well, okay. Let me see. Let me see. How LA. Long does this take?
It'd be, I think it's, I mean, JFK to LA when I went to PSX was roughly 6 hours.
It was 6 hours. So we would, I mean, that's assuming I get everything done.
Yeah.
We're cutting it. Really
but again, you have $10,000.
You're right, so I could buy like I could go
into a private plane.
Spirit is 400 nonstop, $400. I never heard of anyone get beat up or Mike Tyson beating anybody up.
Everyone is treated with the utmost respect on Spirit Airlines. Right. I feel like Spirit Airlines is. Someone saw the Soul Plane movie. It was like, you know what? Let's make a real airline.
Yes. I think we could. Yeah, because then it's midnight to midnight. And yeah, like I'm exhausted, but like.
Sure.
Gives a shit. Like the next day, I rest. It's Sunday. And this is the best weekend I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Okay. I feel you. That's what I would do. But wait, is Galaxy's Edge really that different, though?
I don't know.
All right, then I'd just go to the Marvel Academy.
Yeah.
And buy, like, a whole bunch of MCU shit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll end up spending it halfway through. They'll be like, sir, you got to use your own money. I'm like, oh, fuck it. You just described something that is $30,000. I'd spend $10,000 just to get the Back to the Future ride back.
Ooh.
The greatest ride to ever exist.
Mm. Never had the pleasure of going on it.
Really good. Really good. A ton of fun. And they replaced it with The Simpsons, so I've had a grudge against The Simpsons ever since. Also, Orlando theme park sucks, right?
I've never been.
I feel like it's just like, oh yeah, we went to Disney, now we're just going to Orlando.
I mean, eventually I do want to go. I want to bring the girls. And like... I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
I do want to go to Hogwarts in Universal. I do. But I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to get into it. I do want to go to Hogwarts.
I just want to throw that out there.
Fair enough. Don't feel guilty about it. But yeah. I know my friend Ruben, he went and like he had a fucking blast.
Like you with a lightsaber would be me in the wand shop.
Yeah, like my friend kept on talking about Butterbeer.
Oh yeah.
And like yeah, like the wand shop. I'm like, Beench, what are you doing? That was his nickname, Beench.
Beach?
Beench.
Oh, Beench.
B-I-N-C-E.
C-H?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beench. Beench. So, yeah. That's what I would do. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Go to a Star Wars. Just get lost. Buy all the goddamn lightsabers you possibly goddamn can.
Mm-hmm.
Buy Din Djarin's goddamn blaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what else I would do?
And then you're in Florida. You could be openly racist. Be like, man, those Italians, let me tell you. I just picture how, like, Florida is a hellscape to me.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the news stories.
Exactly. I may run into a Florida man.
Yeah.
It could happen.
I feel like I would also use that time after I get all the things that I need.
Yeah.
I would just go crazy on future like sports tickets.
Sure.
And like wrestling shows.
Yeah.
And maybe just buy $5,000 worth of StubHub credit. Just so I'm prepared and I'm ready to go.
Oh, that's also true. It's like, yeah, like I buy a whole bunch of shit on like the PSN. Like all the things I could, like just a whole bunch of like prepaid cards.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we're making the right moves.
Yeah.
Because like the boring move would have been like, yeah, pay off Sally Mae and I get to, save up for a house in 5 years.
Sure. Yeah, no.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil. You know?
Woo.
But we could go to fucking Disney.
We could go to Star Wars.
Disney land, World, y'all. You know?
Yeah.
Also, sorry for the state of Florida.
Yeah.
But, you know. Here's the thing. I think... Is NASA still there? They don't fire shit off the peninsula anymore, and I think that's
they do it at Cape Canaveral, I believe do they?
Okay, because I feel like that's
where headquarters are in Houston, though, right?
Yeah, but I remember, like, seeing NASA stuff in Florida.
Yeah, I believe they still shoot off the rockets at Cape Canaveral.
Okay. Let's see. Because I feel like that's when, honestly... Oh my God.
I typed in shoot Cape Canaveral.
Uh-oh.
Not rockets or anything. Yeah. That's where my head is right now.
Yeah. Florida man. Fights alligator. Accidentally shoots Cape Canaveral.
they still launch rockets from Cape Canaveral.
Okay. But it's like SpaceX rockets.
No, it's NASA.
Okay. I feel like when we privatized space, we really just gave up.
Mm.
I feel like that's where we went wrong. Sean Capri is really into NASA stuff and space shit.
Oh, yeah?
But I feel like, and maybe Sean knows better than I, we gave it to Elon. I think Elon just kind of fucked it all up.
Mm, you know? Probably.
You think Elon's a good guy?
No. Speaking of, there was a Twitter thing. Somebody showed like a very cool... like castle ruin or main hall or something. Mm-hmm. And Elon replied to it. It was like, oh, this reminds me of Elden Ring. Here's the class I run. And it was talking about his build or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just a thread of people just like, shut the hell up. No one wants to hear from you. Shut up.
He just says things. He just says things.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I know, like, he's going to buy Twitter, he's going to bring Trump back, and everybody's mad about it. But it's not like, again, it's not like Twitter was that great to begin with. Mm. So, like, that's kind of, like, settle down. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like he just likes to undermine governments because he really does want to have a Blade Runner future. Because, like, that's where his mind's at. His mind's at, like, that type of, like, philosophical level.
I also just feel like he's at the level monetarily wealthy.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do with all his money.
And honestly, that's where so the question runs back around. He's bored,
and this is just like, yeah, I'm just going to buy Twitter.
If every day you have $10,000, life kind of loses meaning, and you end up going on Joe Rogan.
Oh, no.
And he talks to you about elk meat, and you pretend to be interested. You know? Oh, yeah, elk meat. Yeah, it's really, you just kill one, and you last a whole year. Huh, all right. Mm. That's right. I had to sit through three of his episodes, and that's all he talked about. Let's go, hold elk. I'm like, all right, calm down. You're 5'4". Joe, you and I can relate. We're 5'4". Settle. I'm not wrestling a buck. Oh, I'm 5'4". You know? Yeah. Or am I 5'5"? Am I taller than Joe Rogan?
I don't know.
Huh. You think I could take him in a fight?
No. I can confidently say no.
His presence alone. I'm like, I'm sorry, I made jokes on your behalf. Please don't punch me in the face.
He'd probably snort ivermectin before the fight and be jacked up on it. Speaking of Florida, he'd be all Florida. Florida, all over man.
Like, Joe, why are you winning?
It's like that story of the man who snorted bath salts in Florida that was like acting like a literal zombie.
Here's the thing. I think I could take on Rick DeSantis. Cause I,
oh, yeah.
I have a feeling Rick DeSantis is just three racist babies in an overcoat.
In a trench coat?
Yeah.
That's the second week in a row you've made that joke.
But I'm dead serious. Look at that man's body.
I agree.
That suit's way too big for him. His his hands and his arms are not that, like, he's a stubby fella.
It's like the scene in Little Rascals where they're trying to get a loan to fund their new race car.
Yeah.
For the race for Reba McEntire.
Exactly. So I think it's just like, it's kind of like, he's like a Voltron of just negative energy, you know?
Yeah.
Five kids that weren't loved in form as one.
Maybe this is where the Heartless came from in Kingdom Hearts.
Maybe. Oh my God. Mm. Yeah.
It all makes sense. It Kingdom all Hearts 4.
Makes
in 2031.
Sense. There you go. All right. So I dogged out Rick DeSantis a lot. Let's see. Is there anything else?
I mean, we're going long, but everyone go watch Doctor Strange and then come back.
Oh my God. Yes. Let's.
I don't want to get into spoilers or anything, but like,
that was a fucking movie.
Oh, there is a neck snap that I audibly.
Whoa.
I like. Oh,
they were oof. Like, they really did push the PG-13.
They 100% did. And I loved it.
Yeah. Totally did. Like I,
yeah.
Whew, wow. Yeah. Now it's not like my top five Marvel movie.
No,
it's still really good. And I feel like Doctor Strange now has a tone to it that we can
absolutely
expect.
Keep this tone, please. Yeah.
Like, I think just like Taika is the Thor director.
Yep.
Make
Raimi, the Doctor Strange. The
Doctor Strange director.
Yep. And I do genuinely love this. Yeah. Just felt like a 3 comic book issue arc.
Right.
There was it. We didn't have to rely on any other characters per se. It was strictly a Doctor Strange story through and through.
Yep.
And that was it.
And Wanda being at full power.
Oh boy.
That was awesome.
Oh man. Yeah.
I do want to see it again. My brother has like tickets to go. He still doesn't know some of it. He knows. He knows of one because it's been spoiled, but can't wait to see maybe them in the future.
Oh, I hope so, Joe.
I hope so. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
But can I say something now that now went back the DeSantis voters here?
Jeez. Okay.
America Chavez.
Yeah,
that was a shoot. That was a shoe-in scene. That was way better. There was way better ways of going. I have two moms, than that.
Oh,
than that one. I felt that was just
sure.
That was just like, hey guys, look at inclusivity. Are we great? Mm. Pat ourselves on the back. Walk away. Where it's kind of similar to like the she's with us moment in Avengers that I personally dug. But I understand why people are like, oh, that feels shoot in. Because there's a moment.
Wait, Avengers, which one?
Endgame. Where, like, she's with us. Yeah. and then it's like all the ladies fighting and kicking ass, which I like.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. But I know that's like a critical thing. It's actually the boys kind of make fun of it as well. It's like, that's just a kind of a cringy line you don't need to say. But yeah, that scene was kind of shoehorned in because there's like better ways of doing that without saying it. You know what I mean? Like, they actually do it in the movie where there is a cool, like, female versus female fight, and it has nothing to do with their gender, if that makes sense. You know, like, you don't have to announce it to the world, if that makes any sense. Mm. Like, you could actually say it, and you could show it, for sure, but I think the way they showed it was just, like, kind of corny, if that makes sense.
I mean, she did have a pride pin on the whole time.
Yeah, and that was subtle. I think that's like a cool way of like acknowledging that. Mm-hmm. But I liked her as an actress.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, like she was a cool MacGuffin. And she felt like her powers. I'm just saying, I could see where they're going with her powers.
Yeah,
I could see it. I'm excited for it.
I'm very. I think she's showing up in Ms. Marvel, the TV show.
Okay.
I think.
Can I be honest? That show also looks bad.
I will reserve judgment because I still haven't seen the trailer.
Fair enough. It looks like Lizzie McGuire.
It's late, so it's adult talk now.
Oh,
speaking of Lizzie McGuire,
Hillary Duff. My goodness gracious!
Ooh, I mean, I was always attracted to you, Hillary Duff, but.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Women's Health Magazine. That's all I have to say. Just search her name on Twitter if you're curious.
Thank us later.
Yeah.
And like, my Amy was like on the bed. She's like, Joe, have you seen this? She like puts the phone to me. I'm like, what? I don't know. Just share it to me like a normal adult. And then like as she's sharing it, she's like, this woman has had 3 kids and has looked better than I ever have in my entire life. And I looked, and I was a changed man.
Mm-hmm.
I said, by God. What a lady. My golly, geez. But yeah, no, that's... Now, did you finally see Moon Knight?
No, I didn't.
Because there's a cool scene there that I didn't see coming, and I really enjoyed that payoff.
Mm. I think now...
So maybe I'm a little bit of a hypocrite, because there is a moment that they do something like that in Moon Knight, but I dug it.
Okay.
I don't know why I dug that, but
maybe I'll take a second viewing and you'll change your mind of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has been the Trophy Room After Show. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm ending it like church.
Be good to one another.
That's right. Dilly dilly. With all that with all that out of the way. I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I thought it was fantastic. And now we'll see.
Is next week Road to Greatness? Or should we do another post show like this?
No, I think it's another post show. We'll figure out the schedule. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.